Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Creation Lightship show on BBS Radio. We're on Station 1 today, also Station 1 on Wednesdays. And we'll clear the date. And the date today is January 9th, 2017. So here we go. Let's start with the energy to release this energy from you, if you're corded to it or it corded you. So here we go. Maybe somebody in the distant past corded you on this date. So let's release the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels much better than hanging in there. So let's now bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And here we go. I want to bring in more peace energy to you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's release an incident that you're dealing with. Here we go. So one, think of something, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll get our co-host on today. So Elizabeth, are you out there?
Yes, hi, I'm here. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Healing Highway. This is our Monday BBS Station 1 program with Ron Amatron, and you can find out more about Ron and his work at creationlightship.com. That is also the home base where you will do all of your healings and clearings that we discuss over the next hour. And we want to thank you all so much for joining us. And maybe you were on the calls this past weekend. Ron did the New Year's call, which is the Plant Your Seeds of Intention for 2017. And hopefully everybody listening was available and had the opportunity to be on that call. And if you were, and you'd like to send over a testimonial about your experience or maybe some of the affirmations that you did and how they matched up with the call on Saturday and the energies that you felt, that would be great. You can send that or any other questions or comments to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Once again, that's clsquestions@yahoo. And you can also send questions anonymously through our fast chat, which is available during the show live. There's a link at the top of creationlightship.com that would lead you right to our fast chat. And if you are on the BBS Radio homepage, there's also a link there. So you would just go to bbsradio.com, Creation Lightship Healings, and you'd find it there, and you can send us a question that way if you prefer. Right about halfway down on the page there, it says BBS Fast Chat. So hopefully everybody is feeling very peaceful. Hopefully everybody is feeling very relaxed, and Ron will do some wonderful sample healings hopefully during the program tonight, and we'll all be very peaceful and centered and heart-centered, and that's why we do all the clearings that we talk about to get more heart-centered and become more peaceful. So I guess I'll start off with some testimonials, Ron, from the Saturday call. And we have quite a few here, so let's go ahead and read them. So this one is mostly observations. And this person wrote in and said, I really enjoyed the Seeds of Intention call. January, which is this month that we're currently in, it says, steadfast, don't move, rest and recover. February, much warmer and more relaxing. Be open to new ways of thinking. March, neutrality, constance. And then the phrase, stay the course. April, stay grounded. May, uncertainty. June, keep up strength, both physical and mental. July, continue to work on physical healing and activity, stay strong. August, very strange. Work on healings, stay in the now. And this person also felt the top of the cliff feeling with nothing around that Ron was talking about. Okay. So then September was similar to March, and then burrow down with a question mark. October, stay warm, maybe slow down a little to prepare for winter. November felt very good and very peaceful, and December was slowing down, unsure of what comes next.
Yeah, very good. So, today's energy, I'll just talk about that, is pretty heavy. It's been heavy the last couple days, I think. So if you are feeling maybe sluggish or whatever, there's stuff going on out there. I don't know at this moment what it is. But if you do feel sluggish, maybe tired, lack of enthusiasm, that's what's probably coming in. So anyway, in case you feel funky, hopefully we can get you out of it on this program here. So here we go. Now it's time for the jumping jacks, so... Here we go. So, let's bring in some life force energy for everybody. And I'll do a water. I'll do a silver water for people.
Okay, great.
Water, everybody. And this will help to energize you a little bit. And here we go. So, one. I'll wait a minute. Please do get the water. And this will only work live with this one program here.
Maybe let's give everybody a second to grab a glass of water.
Yeah, I'm a little ahead of myself probably, but yeah, we'll get my
That's okay. You know, Ron, a lot of people have been saying that and feeling that about the start of the new year. And it seems like it's kind of weird and funky lately, like a lot of energies are kind of coming in, a lot of different timelines are getting in. I mean, these are all things that people have agreed upon, that this is the start of a new calendar year. So all of these things are really just kind of made up and random, but they're all agreed upon by so many people that this creates huge timelines of energy that we then have to deal with. All of these things take us out of the now. So it is kind of a very difficult time for people. So hopefully everybody is staying in the now and able to deal with these changes as they come in. And I'm just wondering if anybody out there is feeling maybe like they're doing okay with that, or maybe they've been doing the clearings or the healings, and how they've been sort of coping with it. If they have been having a difficult time, you can always send any observations, testimonials, questions, thoughts from the calls about, you know, the healings that you're doing to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So hopefully everybody's got their water. And Ron, maybe you want to go ahead and start doing that silver water now. Do you think that's enough time for everybody?
That feels like it.
Okay.
Here we go, everybody. Let's charge up your water. So they want to just hold it in your hands. People like doing that. So the energy can transfer from you into your water. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you.
Okay, great. So Ron just did a water charging for us of silver water, and we can... Hopefully, how long will that last for, Ron? During the show or a little bit longer?
It'll last if you go to bed, yeah. So, you know, you can probably drink it now because if you're back east, it's later and you don't want to be, you know, awake when you want to go to bed. So you're
going
to
going to the
now.
Bathroom all night.
Yeah, so.
That's usually what happens to me on the water charging.
Okay.
Okay, great. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much. And hopefully everyone can enjoy that, and the water will be charged for you. And it's lovely silver water. That's awesome. Okay, so also a lot of people were commenting about how wonderful the Saturday show was. They loved all the rooms. I should mention on Saturday nights on Station 2, Ron does the Live on the Light Ship program. And that's where we are actually bi-located, taken up to the lightship, which is where we were created, source energy, and we're able to request different healings, and we're able to go into different rooms, and it seems like people really enjoyed that, and they enjoyed the birthday party as well for the January birthdays, and everyone was commenting and saying that show went by so fast, so everyone must have really been in the now for that. So thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on that. Okay, so this listener wrote, on the magnetic somersaults. And I think this is what you were doing on the Saturday call. I'm not sure if this was done during the Saturday live show, but this listener wrote in and said, during the past 2 months, I have found listening to the show so difficult. I fall asleep usually or just get distracted and don't really hear you. But I heard you so clearly on tonight's show, 1717, after the New Year's call. Okay, great. I believe the magnetic changes you have done made me wake up. Thank you. It is so nice to be fully engaged while listening once more. Wow.
Yep, so let's we have our call coming up for pins on the 21st. It'll be a Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific time. So let me just release some pins. So I'm going to do pins out of people's shoulders. So let's first work on your left shoulder. Here we go. And just kind of sit there. You may feel something move. Might feel your shoulder get freer. You could possibly, maybe 5% of the people might feel a little bit of pain, and then it goes away. But here we go. Start taking... I'm going to take out three pins. So here we go. First pin coming out and halfway out. Here we go. Next pin out and next pin. There we go. And that was the left shoulder. Now we'll do the right. And we'll just see what kind of comments we get on the fast chat here. So here we go. Right shoulder. First pin. Yep. Second pin. Okay, there we go. And third, here we go. Now, there's one going kind of around your waist through the kidneys from left to right. So let me take that out here. So here we go. There we go. There, out. And one more. Out. There we go. That's great. Okay. And there's another one kind of going through your navel. So here we go. It may make you feel a little nauseated maybe. So we'll see. Here we go. Out. There we go. Okay. We'll see what kind of comments we get there. So back to you.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Those are two... problem areas for me, kidneys and shoulders. So that felt great. Thank you, Ron. And hopefully everybody is benefiting from this. Yeah, shoulders have been really tight. A lot of people are agreeing. And we got a response to the question about today. And someone wrote in and said, response to slow energy. And they said, yep, I feel so tired today and slow. Had me concerned. Glad it's just energy. Thanks for the silver water.
Yep, you're welcome.
Okay, great. So I'm glad that's helping. Someone wrote, I am in a store and grabbed a 33-ounce bottle of water. Did that work?
Yes, it worked. It worked fine, yes.
Yeah, I've had that experience too, where I'm listening to the show on my phone, and you've got the earplugs in, and you know, hold the water while I'm walking around. Okay, so someone else wrote in and said for the January call, I had heavy energies for the first half, then it eased. So it makes sense because of retro and veils you cleared and the last couple of days. I guess this person had a different experience from the others. So, yeah, I mean, I felt kind of the opposite. The beginning of the year was heavy, but then it kind of got better, and then the summer felt heavy to me. But I guess everybody has a different experience, right, Ron, depending on what you're dealing with and what the energies feel like to you individually.
Yeah, I would say so, uh-huh.
Okay. So, let's see.
But this is it's a personal energy that you're going to be feeling, because the energy will be connected to you according to, like, how many clearings you've had, how much gunk you have in your body, what your psychic billboard is transmitting. You know, all these things do relate to how the energy is going to affect you. So, you know, it's more like a personal thing, but overall, you know, most people have pretty consistent, you know, information on what's going to be coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you.
Yeah, that's true. And also, I was just thinking, as you were saying that, Ron did give away the whole lifetime hope clearing. And I wonder if anybody has already done that who was on the call and would like to write in and maybe comment about how they felt or if they have already done it. And we would welcome any sorts of comments or questions about the Hope Clearing. That was a free clearing that Ron gave to all the participants who were on the Saturday call. And someone else, Ron, I don't know if we're still checking this, but somebody else wrote in asking, is the Earth in alignment?
Yeah, the Earth is fine.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do a clearing for alien skin that you might have on you.
Oh, cool. Okay, thanks.
Oh, remember, I talked about this maybe a week ago or something. Basically, if you go try on clothes like it's your favorite store, you know, maybe women do that more than men, I guess, but, you know, you do try on clothes to see if it's going to fit you. And, you know, somebody could have wore it before you, or you don't know who packaged it, okay? But just assume that, you know, you're a woman and you see a blouse or something, you know, and you eye looks pretty good, you know. I think we'll try it on to see if it fits me, you know, and looks nice on me. So, you know, you do that, and not realizing that 50 other people tried the same thing on, and maybe had a bunch of clones there, so you got clone skin on the clothing, but now it's on you. So let's release that and see how you're feeling. So here we go. I'll do it off your arms. That's probably what's maybe arms and neck will be probably where you're going to be feeling this energy here for having a shirt, blouse, et cetera here. So here we go. Releasing left arm first. So getting rid of the clone skin for critters. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And do the right arm, releasing those. So here we go. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and now neck. Here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, back to you.
Wow. Okay, just kind of moving around here. Wondering how everybody else is finding this. It's very freeing, it seems, to have all of this stuff released, and especially the pins. Ron is going to be doing a pin call, as he mentioned earlier, on January 21st, and if you felt anything during that sample he just did, you might want to sign up for that. It is a two-hour call, and you can find out more about that at the top of creationlightship.com. It's only $20. So maybe, I think that's when you have to be present for, Ron, right? You can't be an absentee on that?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I could possibly do that. Yeah, I could do absentee with pins, yes.
Okay. Okay, so you could be an absentee if you don't have the time slot open. But it is a Saturday, and it's 11 to 1 Pacific, 1 to 3 Central, and 2 to 5 Eastern. And that is a pin removal call. And everyone who usually participates in those has nothing but very positive things to say, and it's a very deep level of healing. Somebody else wrote in and said they have one quick comment. They often do the entity release that Ron gave us, and they say, I command my spirit, who resides in my heart, to release all entities from my body now. I feel a jerking and shaking in my body, maybe, as entities leave.
Yeah, that could be true.
Okay. And I also wanted to point out, too, that I don't know if everybody knows this, but there is a YouTube channel, and there are some really great videos on there, and we've been adding them as recently as 2 weeks ago. There are sample healings that you can do, and if you are new to the whole experience of doing your own healings on yourself, then Ron can walk you through those via YouTube. And there's also a lot of great audio, video from Ron at the various conferences that he does, as well as sample healings for you to do and try out and hopefully get some relief and peace from. So the YouTube channel is youtube.com/creationlightship, and you could always just, you know, Google if you're not sure. There's plenty of information out there, and Ron puts out a lot of wonderful free information for everybody to empower themselves and to create peace and heart-centered healing. So hopefully you will have a couple minutes to check that out. Also, I should say that there are the archives, too, of the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and you can find all the different samples, many of which work, on the archives that Ron does on BBS Radio on our homepage, too. Somebody else is asking, Ron, is there a backside to this Earth because the North and South Pole are separate, and could it be the backside like a pancake?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can't comment on that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you start looking on the net, you're going to realize that the Earth is flat. More you look, and the more people start talking about it. Anyway, it's kind of weird that, you know, I won't say it's weird, you know, that you've been lied to, because, you know, what's real, you know?
Pretty normal, yeah.
So normal, you know. So anyway, yeah, if you start investigating that, you know, after maybe a couple of weeks of looking at people talking about it and airplane flights and stuff and how things work, you start wondering, gee, that's kind of weird, why they wanted it to be round, you know? So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I think the more you start to listen to this show and the more you start to do the various clearings, I don't know. I think things start making a lot more sense to you, even though nothing really makes sense. You start to really understand how it's all working here and what you sort of unwillingly signed up for. So hopefully you can take that knowledge and use it to empower yourself and clear yourself and become more peaceful and in the now, so that all of these, you know, crazy alien holographic reality programs can't steal your energy. you know, I was just saying to Ron, maybe we should do, if you're up for it, Ron, maybe we should do an enslaved aliens clearing. Get rid of all the aliens that are here in people's rooms, maybe, for the call tonight.
Yeah, we can do that. Sure. The only ones that are nice aliens, if there are such a thing. Remember, they're going to be looked at before they leave here. But here we go. If they'll leave you. But here we go. Releasing the ones that would like to leave. And you can still do that clearing that we have on YouTube. They'll put that out when you go to the shopping mall. Maybe you see somebody actually shapeshift in front of you and become more lifelike, we'll call it that. So here we go. Energies, one. Not aliens, we'll help you get out of here. One, two, three, four, and five. I better count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Great. Awesome. Thanks, Ron. So all of the enslaved aliens just went to the light, is that correct?
Well, they kind of went into a holding area where they're going to be checked out.
Okay. So they could...
They don't have any shapeshifters in them or politicians trying to hide inside of their bodies or something, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And I guess they do have free will, free choice. So, like you say, if they want to go into their darkness area, they can do that as well. But they're not here anymore.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, great. So someone else sent in a Saturday New Year testimonial from the call. And they said, the Saturday call was great. I got exactly what I was looking for, a clear read on each month so I can best navigate. While the info differed from month to month, I'd summarize my take on 2017 in the way that anyone who hears Ron do clearings will get. This year is the time to get stronger, 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 and stronger.
That's great.
Thank you so much. Okay. So someone else has
a... Do a clearing. We do this off and on a lot of the conference calls that we have, especially the weekend one. So here we go. I'm going to put you on a gold plate. This will only work on this particular with people listening right now. So we're going to have a gold plate on the bottom of your feet that you're standing on. They're about a 3-foot diameter disc. And there'll be one on top of your head, probably about a foot above you. So we're going to energize that now and just see if your body's feeling a little better. Might feel calmer. So here we go. More energy is coming into you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So the reason why I ionize is because the people listening don't have clearings. So that gives me a heavier load to take stuff off of you. So if you haven't had a clearing, that's why you need to have an emotional clearing to get rid of a lot of your garbage. And that's what's running your life anyway. You're recycling that. If you don't like your life, just think of your emotions running you, and that's probably why you're having difficulties. So back to you.
Yeah, I mean, there could be a lot of reasons, too. And like Ron said earlier, the way you feel the energy depends on how many clearings you've done, where you are, I guess, at the time. You know, I'm not sure. Everyone is different, so we all have to kind of take it into our own hands and do what we feel is best for our own healing in terms of where we are on the healing highway, which is kind of the point of this show, to sort of share and talk about that. And so, let's see, somebody else wrote in, Ron, and they said, in response to the hope clearing, it's been a challenging month with my right... Oh, I'm sorry. It's been challenging with my right arm in a cast. However, I am taking this moment by moment, not discouraged at all. Did the call on Saturday and did the hope clearing. I'm confident everything will work out fine. Thank you so much, Ron. Wow, that's great.
Good.
Okay. Let's see. Where can we go next? There's a number of questions here, but they're actually, some of them are quite long. So I'm trying to read through them here and see. We ask that everybody kind of keep the questions to maybe a three-sentence maximum for the live shows. And if you do have longer questions or testimonials, you can send those to Ron directly. Oh, however, I did find one. Okay, so this is somebody who was on the last pin call that you did, Ron, and they said that the pin call was great. Surges of energy and movement the whole time. I got a bit of a workout in the different areas. I felt my face squinting and twisting a bit, heard some snap, crackle, and pop sounds. I felt compelled to do some bending and stretching at some points. I feel a bit tired right now. I guess it goes without saying to drink a lot of water afterwards. I will do that. Thanks for the update at the beginning of the call. Very interesting.
Okay, let's do a clearing here. I know we have people talk about orbs off and on, so here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's release. I'll do one colored orb. What's your choice, Elizabeth?
I'm going to say purple.
Okay, here we go. And let's release the purple orb that's attached to you. There'll be many of them. Here we go. See if you feel one. Oh, boy. Any changes here? Something to drink real fast. Okay, here we go. I'll count to 20. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, just see how that, you may have felt something leave you, something being stuck to your body. So back to you.
Wow, this is a very thorough call. I'm wondering if I said call, show. It feels like a call because Ron is doing so many samples. Let's see, we just did a purple orb clearing, the alien skin removal, which I'm not sure if anybody would like to write in about that because that was very weird and unusual. I don't think I've ever experienced that before. So I'm just wondering if anybody else out there listening had a reaction to that one. Ron also did some releasing of enslaved aliens for us earlier in the show, and I'm just, has anyone out there noticed anything different, or are they feeling maybe like they are feeling more in their body? Maybe they can feel ease of movement or ability to stretch or breathe better. Just wondering if anybody else is feeling this, and if you'd like to share, we always appreciate it, and you may do so by emailing us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can use the links on our creationlightship.com homepage or our BBS radio homepage. So let's see what else we have here. Somebody else requested a gray orb clearing. I'm not sure if you'd like to do another one of those, Ron.
Okay, what should I hear? Is that an orb clearing for gray?
For the color gray.
I'll do that. Okay, a gray orb. Here we go. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, see how you're feeling with that now.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Thanks so much, Ron. Oh, yeah, somebody else commented on the thanking you for bringing up the flowers, pets, and animals during the energetic healing calls. They always feel like their animals benefit greatly from the lightship healings, and it's very nice of you to do that. I wonder if anybody else has noticed that Ron does always include our pets and plants, and a lot of the times they're a lot easier to clear than we are. So hopefully you're noticing the benefits too, if you have any, you know, animals that came up. So somebody's asking, how do they heal a completely damaged aura? And I'm not sure how or what they mean by this, but they said ruptures and holes, and entities have such easy access as a result. So I'm not sure if you have any comment on that.
No, we'll see if people want to write in on that one. Maybe if we could do that, and maybe we could send it to that person or talk about it.
Yeah, because I'm not sure. I mean, when you're talking about aura, that's like a, what is that, like an energy field around somebody?
Yeah, and most people get ruptured auras or messed up auras or holes when they take or have taken drugs. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
That, yeah. This person said that they don't do drugs. They don't smoke, drink, do drugs, or dabble in the occult. So I'm not sure.
Oh, I would say, how do you know you have that? You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
So let's just, we'll move on with that. But if anybody else has had or thought they had problems, what clearing they have done to help themselves out. So back to you.
Okay, great. Yeah. And I would think that you'd want to, you know, keep your energy as close to yourself as possible. And, I mean, if you're having problems with entities, there is an entity call every week that Ron does, and that is a Friday, is an entity removal special. So you can get on that. I don't think you need any prerequisites for those calls. I don't want to say that without being completely sure, but I'm just double-checking here. Obviously, like if you've done your whole lifetime emotional healing, you'll probably have an easier time and better results. It's kind of the baseline clearing. So that's always a good one to do. Yeah, no prerequisites are needed in order to get on the calls and receive the divine healings. Okay, so those, that's talking about the conference calls that Ron does every month. And if you're looking for information on that, again, you can find it at creationlightship.com. So a lot of people are responding to the orb clearings. And somebody, a listener, wrote in via the fast chat, and they said, maybe use the light infusion healing chamber. So that could help. Let's just see here.
That might be good, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like just some to get those light codes back in your body. And let's see. I think that's actually a separate healing on the website. And you can, yeah, it is. the light infusion healing chamber. It's a whole lifetime clearing. Okay, great. Thanks so much for that suggestion. Okay, let's see. Yes, another person wrote in and said light infusion chamber for aura. So we have two responses recommending that. And see if anybody else has a comment about that. Thanks so much, everybody, for sharing. Another person's asking for another orb clearing. Do you feel like doing another orb, Ron, or no?
I'll do one more, and that'll be it.
So, they're asking
what color?
For blue.
Blue, huh? Okay. We had gray skies, now we got blue skies, huh? So, here we go. Blue aura, so releasing that, orb. So releasing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 10. There we go. That one's still hanging on. Boy, that's a rough one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, it just went. But we'll make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Ron. I'm yawning quite a bit myself. And, another listener said that if you can't do the light infusion chamber healing online, you can always send a picture to Ron of yourself. And I think it's $100. I'm not sure if the price went up, but you can have it taken to the expos for 2017. And West and East Coast, and you can get the light infusion healing that way.
The next expo is over a month away, but
we don't know what's coming down the pike.
Yeah, boy.
So
anyway,
you might not want to wait that long.
Yeah.
That is an option, yes. If you would like to, we'll talk more about that as the. As the time gets closer. I think this is, let's see here. Yes, okay, there's a new question. And someone's asking about commanding your spirit. And this listener is wondering if you can command your spirit to clear aliens from your body or to clear entities, emotional energy, etc.
Sure doesn't have the horsepower.
Yep.
Yep, doesn't have it. Barely hangs on inside of you.
Yeah, I think it really probably doesn't want to be there, right, Ron?
Yeah. But remember, the emotional body and all the other bodies can actually force your spirit out of your body and everything else. Remember, when you get upset with somebody and if you do that and you get into a rage or whatever, your emotions are running you, the spirit's not. Anyway, just know that. That's just the way it is, and your spirit is along for the ride. Being controlled by mind energy, and also being controlled by your emotion. So back to you.
Yeah, so it really can't fight effectively there. One of the clearings that I really liked, and it does take some doing, but the magnetic and twisted body realignment, that's a great clearing to do for anyone who's kind of feeling like that, like you're being controlled by your emotions or you get angry a lot. And, it's definitely an investment, but it's a wonderful clearing, and it does realign all of the 108 individual invisible energetic bodies, and it puts them back into their correct position. So I just thought I'd mention that, and maybe other listeners have some other suggestions that they'd like to recommend. So somebody else wrote in and said, yes, I did feel the alien skin removal. Excuse me. They said a release in my arms. It felt very different, like a tingle in them. Very interesting. Thanks. Maybe after the show, I can finish clearing this snow off the driveway just did not have the energy to do that earlier, and I have been sleeping all morning these days and staying up half the nights. I think a lot of people
have... Yeah, that sounds familiar.
...doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, we'll just see what happens here with the energy. Everything is kind of shifting, and, you know, the stuff is happening here that didn't happen before. So the energies are allowing you something, you know, I won't say sometimes, but a lot of the times to see through the veil of the false news, et cetera. And you're actually able to see more of what's real, let's put it that way. So you're seeing through the alien-induced telegrams and timelines that they have put you on. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's definitely true, Ron, and that frequently happens the clearer you get. Gosh, so many thoughts just came to mind as you were talking there, but I suppose we should move on. And let's see, there was an interesting question here I wanted to point out. Let's see. Okay, let me just get back to it here. Sorry, having a little bit of issue here with the internet. Okay, so this person is wondering, is there a way you can command your spirit to stay in your body, or can you increase how much your spirit is with you in your body?
Well, if your spirit's on the outside of you, you can command it in. Typically, it will try to come in, but the reason why it's not with you is because you have energetic blockages. Maybe one of your energetic bodies is contaminated, so it can't come in because there's no place for it to be. So that's a way to look at that. So to get more of you, how many clearings have you done? If you haven't done any clearings, it's probably hopeless. So you have to clear yourself out. That's what we do when you do your whole lifetime clearings or whatever you're doing. You're taking stuff away from you, and then that allows more of your spirit to come in. So just wishing it and hoping it is not going to do anything that's going to help you. So if it's outside of you, maybe it's afraid to come back in, because it got kicked out by something holding its space. But just waiting for you to clear yourself out. There's a lot to it that doesn't, we can't really tell you how to do this, but anyway, it's just do the clearing. That's your best bet, because it puts light back into you again. Then you do the earth transport clearing afterwards. I guess the next thing... how do you feel more peaceful? Remember, peace, you really can't put your finger on peace. So peace is just not having any emotion, any triggers, and that's how you need to look at peace energy. And it just is, and it's in the moment. So I'll just turn it back over to you again, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's very true. And being in the moment is something that we kind of have to work on, unfortunately. But the thing, too, is you can always do what Ron does at the end of the show, the mind-heart drop. And I'm getting a lot of questions here, Ron, about energy levels. And another listener wrote in, if you feel down and low energy and are having more negative subconscious thoughts, how can you build your energy back up and have a more positive outlook on life? And I wanted to say you don't really want to have a positive outlook, because that is also in duality. You want to have a peaceful outlook, but if you are feeling low energy, you can always do, I now increase my life force energy, which is something that I think maybe is a good reminder here on this show tonight, to kind of remember that you can do that. I now increase my life force energy. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on that, Ron.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it quickly, because you may be on timeline, so this could bring you back here. And maybe if you're on a lot of timelines, maybe doing it more than once might help. So we'll do it right now for everybody.
Okay,
it's
great.
It'll be ending in 5 minutes anyway, but we'll just give you what it's like. So you want to command your spirit, so if your spirit's with you, hopefully. So here we go. And I'll command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and I'll just count from 10 to 1 like I normally do. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. And now you should be more at peace. And if you don't feel peaceful, then you're still in the mental realm. So you may want to do the the mind barcode. I think we've got a mental barcode. That could be causing problems for you. So I would say do that one.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, would that work if for the, I mean, I now increase my life force energy would work for maybe the physical energy, but if you're having negative subconscious thoughts, you were recommending the mental barcode. And I'm just wondering if there's any other...
you have the mind matrix, I think.
The mind matrix clearing... The cellular mental clearing, that might be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let's see, self-empowerment, too.
Yes, uh-huh.
So those would all help you maybe combat the mental realm where the negative thoughts are. Just remember, too, yeah, you don't really want to think of it in terms of positive, negative, because they're exactly the same. And I think that's where a lot of people get caught up in that, and it's really pretty much the same thing. Oh, okay, somebody else said that the Global 2012 Cellular Nano Detox Clearing comes with an auric field protection, and maybe the aura is under attack from food and environmental sources, which could very well be the case there. So that's great. I forgot about that. The auric field protection is an option in that clearing. So hopefully that helps. Thank you so much, everybody, for writing in with your questions and suggestions. Somebody else is asking, and I'm actually, this might be our last question, Ron. We're going to have to wrap up the show soon. But someone's asking how can you have goals and intentions for your life and for the future without using mental energy? That's hard, yeah.
That's good. So what you do is you put out that energy. So you have to use your mind, since you're using mind energy here. So you think of something that you want. And then from there, you turn it into, you put that into the present moment, to the now. And then once you get it into the now, then you use your body and your spirit to manifest that. So that's kind of the process.
Yeah, it's a completely new way of being. Instead of thinking, you're heart-centered, you're peaceful, and you are manifesting in the present moment, instead of thinking about the past or worrying about the future. So you really have to adjust accordingly. It's very easy to do once you start to do it. And that's great. So it is possible. And a lot of the times, Ron, you'll talk about how after you... run the clearings, you're not really sure what to do because instead of reacting and making decisions based on emotions or anger or fear, you are now manifesting from a peaceful, heart-centered place. So it's very different for a lot of people who are used to operating in the mental or the emotional or the you know, those realms. Okay, so I think we're kind of at the end of our show here. Ron, I'll turn it back over to you for any last thoughts, but I just want to encourage everybody to please join us on Wednesday. We'll also be on BBS Station 1, and as well as Friday and Saturday, Ron does live shows, and if you would like more information about the clearings, please visit creationlightship.com, and you can find many helpful links there. So back to you, Ron, and thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you on the Lightship.
Okay, so here we go, mind the heart drop again. So, again, we command our spirit, so you have to awaken it. So now command my spirit. Allow it to take the thoughts in my head, up them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm going to do it a few more times here, but 3 should be adequate for everybody. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessing, and we'll see you later. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone.